This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root is on fire on USA Radio Network. And, you know, when Trump was president, every COVID death was blamed on Trump, even though, obviously, many of them should have been blamed on Democrat governors. I won't say all of them, but many of them, most of them. You mean those governors had nothing to do with it? Only Trump? The reality is nothing should be blamed on anybody under normal circumstances. A politician isn't purposely killing anybody. It's ridiculous to blame them, except when it comes to Andrew Cuomo in New York. Now, there you get blame. There you had a policy that forced nursing homes to take people still sick with COVID back in from the hospital, thereby giving COVID to everybody in the nursing home, and so many people died, about 13,000 plus died in New York because of that rule. I mean, that's basically manslaughter. I won't say it's murder. It's not first-degree murder. Nobody intended it for them to die, but it was negligent manslaughter for sure. But other than that, I don't blame politicians for people's deaths. It's a bad game to play. But Democrats wasted no time blaming Trump for every COVID death. They must have said it a million times. Millions of times. On Twitter, oh, it's all Trump. To this day, Trump killed all these people. Trump killed 400,000 Americans. It's all Trump. First 10 days of Biden's administration, 40,000 people have died in America of COVID. Does he get blame? 40,000, 4,000 a day for 10 days. Is that Biden's fault? I think it is. Matter of fact, these are among the worst results we've ever had. Of course, every single person is not dying of COVID. It's a lie. Basically, everybody who gets, sick, they blame it on COVID if they die because the hospital picks up $39,000 bonus. My guess is if Biden were smart, he'd double it, Make it like $75,000. Make it $80,000. Make it $100,000. And no one will ever die of anything ever again except COVID. So then you could claim there really were 2 million COVID deaths. So ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. But if you're going to blame Trump for every COVID death, now I'm going to start blaming Biden for every COVID death. What's fair is fair. Right? Joe Biden is the reason 40,000 people died. They're all on his shoulders. They're on his conscience. He killed 40,000 people. That's what they said about Trump. Why can't I say it about Biden? And, this idea that conservatives are domestic terrorists because of what happened in Washington, which probably was mostly Antifa anyway, or certainly was instigated by Antifa. But even so, let's assume a bunch of conservatives ran into the Capitol building, mostly conservatives. It was nothing compared to what happens every night in Portland and Seattle. How about what happened last night? It's nowhere on the news. Did you see it on the news? I didn't see it on the news. Antifa terrorists armed with hatchets took over a Red Lion Hotel in Olympia, Washington. Have you ever seen these people up close? I have. They're crazy. They've got crazy in their eyes. They've never taken a bath or a shower. They look like, they've probably got lice. They've probably got cockroaches in their underwear. These people are disgusting, filthy people. These Antifa people. And can you imagine with them and a hatchet in their hand? They occupy 17 rooms of this Red Lion Hotel in Olympia, Virginia, right outside Seattle. And they demand shelter for the homeless. And there's a virtual media blackout. Almost as big a blackout as Hunter Biden's laptop. Not allowed to mention how bad liberals are. They were armed with hatchets, knives, batons, and other weapons, took over the Red Lion Hotel, forcing staff and guests to flee and shelter in place. Why is that different than what happened in the Capitol? Except I didn't see any conservatives bringing hatchets into the building. I didn't see them bringing any weapons to the building. So why is that different? Why does that deserve a media blackout? And the Trump rally, which turned into, you know, maybe 200 people ran into the Capitol, mostly acted like idiots and ran around and put shaving cream or whipped cream on people's desks. Wow, that's a deadly thing. How come that gets more coverage than this? And it's all blamed on Trump. Why is this all blamed on Biden? The violent left-wing group Only Housing Now, I don't know what O-L-Y, Only Housing Now means, occupied 17 rooms, demanded shelter for homeless people living in nearby encampments. Police moved in to secure the Red Line Hotel after the siege. And they're making arrests, which is good. But just there's so much violence in Seattle and Portland, it's unbelievable. And yet the media doesn't care, the media doesn't mention anything. In the last hour, I mentioned the situation with China over Taiwan. Chinese planes and American planes kind of buzzing each other. And threatening each other and daring each other to start a war. I told you this would happen as soon as Biden was president. You notice it didn't happen under Trump. I told you it would happen. Because they know Biden will never hit back against China. China can do whatever they want at this point. Well, there's also a Russian fighter jet who buzzed a U.S. warship in the Black Sea. United States military has condemned a provocative low flyby of the USS Donald Cook by a Russian fighter jet as the American warship traversed the Black Sea on Sunday. It screeched past the U.S. destroyer while it was operating in international waters. The Navy released a video of the Russian jet buzzing the U.S. warship as it conducted what a statement called legitimate operations to ensure security and stability. I'm telling you, they're all looking for World War III because they know the United States can't fight anymore because Joe Biden is the president. And you've got communists in charge of this country, and they don't want the United States to ever have a good fighting force ever again and win these battles. And then you've got Michigan's tyrannical, economy-wrecking governor. I can't stand this woman, Gretchen Whitmer. And she aids CNN in vile propaganda campaign to label dissenters of the Democrat Party's radical agenda domestic terrorists. CNN host Allison Camerota asked Michigan's unpopular governor, by the way, Gretchen Whitmer, about domestic terrorism in America, asking her if she believes in hindsight the protests in Michigan were a dry run for the Capitol Hill riots on January 6th. Domestic terrorism. Domestic terrorism is always involving a few right-wingers who put some shaving cream on Nancy Pelosi's desk. What it doesn't involve is people with hatchets and bricks and people involved in Black Lives Matter demonstrations looking to murder policemen and chanting about murdering policemen, about pigs in a blanket. With a straight face, Michigan's unhinged Democrat governor, whose tyrannical and unconstitutional lockdowns have devastated the lives of Michigan residents, responded by blaming President Trump for the protesters who were losing their jobs and businesses because of her irrational decisions. It was encouraged by the former White House, the misinformation, the encouragement, the normalizing of this kind of domestic terrorism. Isn't that interesting? Everything is now domestic terrorism involving right-wingers when I've been to 1,000 events in my life and never seen one person with a weapon, never seen one person causing a problem, ever. Ever. Truly amazing. Hey, that's cool. I've got my Apple Watch on. I just got a phone call in the middle of the show. I've really never answered my Apple Watch as a phone before. But I've had other calls, I guess. I never noticed them. But first time I've ever noticed it during the show. And the reason I say it's interesting is because technology is definitely interesting. Unfortunately, it's being used against us. You know, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram. They're using technology against us. We're not allowed to communicate anymore. I wonder when they're going to take away my Apple Watch. So I can't answer my phone calls on my wrist. All I could tell you is it's a very, very, very bad situation. We have done nothing wrong. We're the most salt-of-the-earth people in the world. You go to any Republican right-wing rally and you'll find the nicest people you've ever found in your lives. And they're calling us domestic terrorists. And meanwhile, they burn down the country and no one says anything. Here's a great letter from my buddy Joe, retired Colonel, United States Army. Joe says, Wayne, needs to be a column by you or a segment on your radio show about the lunacy coming out of the White House and associated cabinet members about jobs they think people should be doing who lost their jobs. John Kerry says oil workers or Keystone Pipeline workers should get jobs helping make solar cells. However, most of all those factories are in China because politicians allowed those jobs to go to foreign countries like China. And VP Harris was in West Virginia and said coal miners should get jobs helping to clear unclaimed landmines. No kidding. Probably a speech by a stupid staff member, and Harris didn't even catch the idiocy herself. What does coal mining have to do with military explosive landmines other than the word is similar? As I said earlier, I'm sure they meant just mines. In other words, abandoned mines, which have been put out of business by the Democrats because coal isn't allowed anymore. There's other statements from others you could probably find. There'll be more of this out there. Democrats without a plan, but all kinds of lunatic fringe excuses. Right, exactly. Listen, as long as it's not their job, they don't care. That's all this comes down to. You know, what was that Reagan line? When lots of people lose their jobs, it's a recession. When you lose yours, it's a depression, right? It's always significant when you lose your job. Politicians never lose a job. Think about COVID and the pandemic. All the politicians and all the government bureaucrats and all the government employees made the decision to lock down the country. And to continue locking down places like New York and Michigan and Illinois, Chicago in particular, and California. Lock it down. But they got their checks while they stopped you from getting your check. It's incredible. None of the government employees missed a paycheck. Not to mention nobody got laid off. Every government employee kept their job. Every politician kept their job and got their paychecks when they ordered you to close your business. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury. And it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com.
You hear that? That is the sound. No, that is the sound of the wrecker. That is the sound of the tow truck. That is the sound of your car stuck in the snow and the tow truck is on its way. You know what the tow truck is coming for? The tow truck is coming for your wallet. That's what it's coming for. I know. That's what it's coming for. Listen, this is Billy Gerard here, Rockstar Radio. I have the solution. It is called Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. TrackGrabber.com. Winter is coming. Do not let this sound be you. Track Grabber. TRACGRABBER. Go there. Get these. They are inexpensive. They will save you a fortune in the long run, and they will save you from getting stuck. Go to TrackGrabber.com. Log on. Get yourself a pair. Get a pair for the family. They're easy to install, and they will get you out of the mud, the snow, the sand. They will save you from the wrecker bills. Oh, my goodness. They will pay for themselves the first time you use the TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR saves 25%. That's TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
Raw and unfiltered.
Does your... Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as the Warrior. You want peace, prepare for war. That's what we do on this show every day. Boy, we're in a war, whether you like it or not. We are in a war. The sponsor of this segment of the show, Liberty Health Share, open enrollment is here, and choosing a health care program is one of the most important decisions you'll ever make for your family. That's why I want to tell you about Liberty Health Share. I canceled my Aetna health insurance 5 years ago, and then I found Liberty. Best decision I've ever made. I was scared to death, just like every one of you listening is probably scared to death. You want me to cancel health insurance? You want me to take Christian health care sharing? Are you crazy, Wayne? I did it 5 years ago because I didn't think it was right to offer it to my audience and not do it myself. So I canceled Aetna, and I bought into Liberty Health Share. And by the way, they don't give it to me free or anything because I'm the host of the show. It's still like health insurance. It's not, but it's an alternative. But it's like having health insurance, so they don't give it to me free. I pay like everybody else. I don't even get a discount. I pay the same amount as everybody else. I'm a paying customer of Liberty Health Share. And anytime I've needed them, they've been there. And you can start at any time, 365 days a year. There are no contracts, month to month. If you want, there's no networks. You choose any doctor or hospital you want. And they provided health care for over 110,000 families last year, paid out over $300 million in claims. In the last 4 years, over $1.2 billion in claims. Amazing. And in premiums alone, I've saved over $100,000 in the last 5 years. Over $100,000 versus what I was paying before at Aetna. And, you know, I say over 100, I make it generic because it might be a lot more than that. I figured I was saving about $20,000-$25,000 a year based on owing Aetna $2,000 a month for health insurance back 5 years ago. But what if it's now $3,000 a month? I don't even know what it is. It was flying up every year. It went from $500 to $2,000 because of Obamacare, and they sent me a letter stating that because of Obamacare. That's a fact. And so maybe it would be $3,000 a month now, which is $36,000 a year. So maybe instead of saving $100, I've saved more like $125,000 to $150,000 in premiums alone. To find out more about your health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY. You're crazy if you don't call them. 855-58-LIBERTY or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. They will take very good care of you. So the Biden White House wages war on the First Amendment. We support the need for social media platforms to take steps to reduce hate speech. A reporter asked White House Press Secretary Jen, someone's got to find out for me, Chris, how you pronounce her name. Is it Psaki? Psaki? It's P-S-A-K-I. Psaki? Jen Psaki. They asked her if Trump's absence from social media, it shows you what I do all day. I work all day. I don't have time to listen to Jen Psaki. I've never heard her name pronounced. Because I don't watch her press conferences. I wouldn't give her the time of day. She doesn't represent my president. She's not the president. You know, my president is the president in exile, President Trump. Biden's not the president. Come on, it's a joke. I'm the resistance. You're the resistance. Let's face it. We don't count him as our president. But it's Jen Psaki. Okay, if Trump's absence from social media platforms makes COVID relief negotiations easier. First of all, what kind of a question is that? And then she says, this may be hard to believe, but we don't spend a lot of time talking about or thinking about President Trump here. And then she says, former President Trump, to be clear. When asked if Biden supports the continued ban of Trump from social media, she said the Biden White House supports the need for social media platforms to take steps to reduce hate speech. You know, the U.S. Supreme Court says there's no such thing as hate speech. Everyone's allowed to say what they want under the First Amendment. But now the Biden White House openly admits it's working with big tech to censor and ban conservatives under the guise of reducing hate speech, even though all the hate speech is from liberals. Project Veritas Sunday night released insider leaked videos of Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg and other Facebook executives admitting Facebook has too much power, admitting they want to work with the Biden administration on some of their top priorities through a social justice lens. So big tech's working hand-in-hand with the U.S. government to ban and censor and shadow ban conservatives, a clear violation of the First Amendment of the United States. If you're gay and you walk into a restaurant, they have to serve you. If you're black and you sit at the counter, they have to serve you. If you're gay and you're a lesbian, you walk into a bakery, they've got to make you the cake. And every time a conservative says, against my religion, they say, you can't do that. They fine them $100,000, put them out of business. But you're allowed to ban and censor conservatives? You're allowed to make the statement, Facebook and Twitter, that you can decide who you want to ban? Because you can't do that in any other business I'm aware of. If I'm a landlord and I won't rent to someone who's black, guess what? My life's over. Just in legal fees alone, they'll take away everything I own. But now if you're a landlord, I guess you could say, sorry, I won't rent to conservatives.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The COVID tracking project says January is now America's deadliest month since the start of the pandemic. Officials say January saw more than 95,000 people die, which is 20 more thousand than what was reported in December. President Joe Biden is meeting with 10 moderate Republican senators to discuss their COVID-19 relief plan. Kansas Republican Senator Jerry Moran is one of the 10.
The president talks about a speedy opportunity to provide relief for Americans, and I think we want that. And this is the fastest way to get it accomplished. Reconciliation or other procedural means not only destroys the bipartisanship that the president has promised, it reduces the time frame, it increases the time frame in which that we're able to accomplish what the American people need.
The Dow gaining 229 points to close at 30-11. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, this segment of the show is sponsored by the War Raw podcast. That's my podcast that's on every day now. It used to be on only, I'd record it on Friday. It would be my weekend edition with my top 10 stories of the week. But now it's on every single day. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And then we still record the Friday morning weekend edition that's on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So really, every day of the week, we cover 7 days a week with the War Raw podcast. Check out this week's War Raw podcast and today's War Raw podcast. Now it's a weekly and a daily. It's great for anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts. You'll stand up and cheer. Available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, Apple, wherever you listen to podcasts, War Raw. This is typical. Oh, let me give the number out again. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Love to hear from you. A week after saying that you should wear two face masks, Dr. Fauci now says it won't make a difference. Less than 1 week after advising Americans that wearing two or even three face masks would be more effective against the spread of coronavirus, Dr. Fauci has done a complete 180 again and admitted there is no data to suggest it will make any difference. After Fauci made the comments last week, the media began to push the idea that two masks aren't enough, that people need to wear three or even four masks. However, during an interview at the weekend, Fauci completely contradicted his own comments from the previous week. When do you get the idea these people are all morons and they're making stuff up as they go along? Fauci on double masking. There is no data that indicates it's going to make a difference. It shouldn't come as a surprise given that Fauci has flip-flopped continuously on masks, having originally said there's no reason to be walking around with a mask and that they're a little more than symbolic, and later fully embracing masks and stating they need to stay on until everyone is vaccinated. Why would you even listen to anything these people ever say again? There is no evidence that masks do anything. But why let that get in the way of, you know, this idea that they're symbolic? They are. That's all they are, symbolic. They make some people, dumb liberals, feel better. They don't do a damn thing. You know, I remember reporting to you guys back in, must have been May. Must have been May of 2020, that the New England Journal of Medicine, you talk about quote-unquote science, no greater magazine of science, New England Journal of Medicine, published a story that said masks are nothing but symbolic. They do absolutely nothing. They offer no protection. And I believe it was that same week the CDC said masks offer no protection. And the WHO said masks offer no protection. And then everybody freaked out and said, why are you telling people that? Masks work. They absolutely work. Everyone's got to wear their mask. And then all these people came out of the woodwork saying, masks work, masks work. And then they made believe nobody ever said the things they said during that week in May, that masks don't work. They just made believe it never happened. This is how they cover things up. It just never happened. Just like Trump didn't have four great years, just like the economy wasn't the best ever. Just like Obama's economy wasn't the worst ever. Just like Obama didn't lie about Obamacare. Obama didn't lie about Benghazi. Obama didn't lie about the IRS scandal. And, of course, they really won the election. Democrats won, right? And now you're not allowed to say they didn't win. If you say it was stolen, you're just a horrible person. You must be a domestic terrorist. Am I allowed to report that almost every single member of O'Biden's cabinet, Obama's the president. Every single member of O'Biden's cabinet is a fraud, is a communist, is a fraud, is backed by the Chinese Communist Party. Biden's Treasury Secretary Yellen, paid by Chinese Communist Party Link Group. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen's financial disclosures reveal she was paid to speak at Kazin. I don't know how you pronounce it. Kazin, a Beijing-based media outlet with ties to the Chinese Communist Party. They don't tell you how much she made. It's a list of compensation exceeding $5,000 a year. They've been highlighted by the Washington Post, of all places, a very liberal newspaper, for its ties to the Chinese Communist Party through its founder, including personal friendships with former party leadership. Kazin, which Hu founded after leaving Beijing in 2013. Can you imagine how tough it would be to be a Chinese person? What's the founder's name? Hu Shuli. and his company's Kaizen. And he founded it after leaving Kaizen. How can anyone pronounce this stuff? He's been able to navigate China's media landscape better than most. Some attribute this to his savvy and personal connections. Xi comes from a line of Communist Party intellectuals and maintains a friendship with Wang Qishan, China's vice president. This is who Janet Yellen spoke in front of, which is amazing. In 2009, New Yorker profiled this Who girl. Who? Who? She lived in, it sounds like a Three Stooges routine. Who are you talking about? Who? 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 Who lived in an elite compound favored by government media workers? And so the point is, Janet Yellen runs the Treasury of the United States, and she got paid by the Chinese communists. Okay, doesn't bother you? Let's move on to the next one. Biden's energy nominee divvied up millions in taxpayer funds to alternative energy startups that went bankrupt. President Joe Biden's nominee to head the Department of Energy, Jennifer Granholm, that's the former Michigan governor, horrible one. Why does Michigan elect all these white, female, horrible, liberal, socialist governors? I don't know. The one now, Whitmer's horrible. This one was horrible. Jennifer Granholm. She divvied out millions of taxpayer funds during her two terms as Michigan governor to alternative energy companies that eventually went bankrupt. In one instance, her administration provided a $9.1 million refundable tax credit to a renewable energy company registered to the address of a single wide trailer run by a convicted embezzler named Richard Short. Short was found to be in violation of his parole and sent back to prison after appearing on stage with Granholm to accept assistance from the Michigan Economic Growth Authority. These people are so dumb, and they just throw your money away. Granholm also granted $10 million to an electric car battery manufacturer. In 2009, lauded the company in a press conference, saying it would help make Michigan the alternative energy capital of North America and the advanced battery capital of the world. This is the same bull spit you hear all the time out of the Harry Reids of Nevada. It used to be Harry Reid, now it's all the others that are like mini Harry Reids. It's all lies. Oh, it's going to be the biggest company ever. Solar, wind, alternative energy, green energy. Oh, it's all so great. And then they all go broke with all the government's money, which is your money. A123 Systems, which also received a $249 million federal grant by the Obama administration, filed for bankruptcy in 2012. And the company is in operation today as a subsidiary of a Chinese firm, Wangxing America. Another manufacturer of electric vehicle components that received Michigan taxpayer-funded assistance under Granholm, Azure Dynamics, filed for bankruptcy in 2012 and laid off 120 employees. Only 2.3% of the 434 projects funded by the Michigan Economic Growth Authority under Granholm's watch were successful in meeting their projected job growth goals. 2.3%. It's a joke. And yet she is now the nominee to head the Department of Energy. All she did was give away taxpayer money, your money, and lost all of it. All right? It doesn't bother you? Let's move on. Biden's DHS nominee tied to China visa for sale swamp scandal. President Joe Biden's nominee to head the Department of Homeland Security used his government job to greenlight a citizenship for sale swamp scheme that included top Democrats, Chinese investors, and $141 million. The scandal looms large in the confirmation battle for Biden's nominee Alejandro Mayorkas because it revives old questions about what, if any, then Vice President Biden's staff, what role he may have played in that project to deliver green cards to Chinese investors. Biden's owned by the Chinese. Now his board people, his cabinet is owned by the Chinese. Wow. The McAuliffe-Nelson meeting took place in Joe Biden's office suite, a source told Breitbart News in 2013. That's Terry McAuliffe. They all participated in this meeting. Breitbart News added that Rick Wade, who was hired as senior VP and head of China operations at Green Tech Automotive in 2011, was at the time of the October 2010 media top aide, Secretary of Commerce Gary Locke. Locke was a member of Vice President Biden's task force on the middle class. Rick Wade is currently a senior VP of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. There you have it. The chamber is cheerleading Biden's immigration policies. There you have it. Every businessman I know hates the Chamber of Commerce, local or national. They're all horrible. They're all horrible. Run by liberals who know nothing about business, don't care about business. Bunch of federal bureaucrats. It's all they've ever been, the people who run the Chambers of Commerce. The Washington Free Beacon reported the White House and Virginia gubernatorial candidate Terry McAuliffe are attempting to downplay a meeting between McAuliffe and a White House official about green tech. Look, you get the idea. They're all corrupt, every one of them. They're all recycled Obama people, and they're all corrupt. Biden's pick for Secretary of State, Tony Blinken, is connected to the Biden family and their shady deals with China and Ukraine. California's Secretary of State, Alex Padilla, who's filling Kamala Harris's Senate seat after illegally funneling $35 million to a Biden-linked firm. Biden names anti-Israel activist Adam Schiff aide Meir Bitar to a senior intelligence role. Every single one of the appointments, a communist, an Israel hater, a Jew hater, an America hater, a Christian hater, they're all the same. Worst people in the world working for Biden.
Friends, John Jubilee here with Energized Health. I want this to be your best year ever. 2021. This can be the year that you get to check off the boxes you have been waiting to check off for a decade. No more fat. No more medication. No more lack of energy. No more low sex drive. Come on, men. Man up this year and join me with Energized Health. 88 days to the best you from the inside out, the breakthrough science of intercellular hydration that has documented tens of thousands of success stories, high blood pressure gone, diabetes gone, irritable bowel syndrome, lack of energy, low testosterone gone and reversed. Go to energizedhealth.com or call me directly at 888-444-8895.
Hi, I'm Wayne on the Roof. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Cornerstone Asset Metals, the official precious metals dealer of the Wayne Alaroot Show. Legendary Wall Street firm Goldman Sachs and I rarely agree on anything. They're globalist and liberal, but we agree on precious metals. Goldman Sachs just issued reports advising their clients to dump the dollar and buy silver. They know what I know. Money is being printed by the trillions to save the global economy and pay for COVID. Inflation's coming. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement and protect your children's future. Gold and silver have protected wealth and future buying power for thousands of years. Call the experts at Cornerstone Asset Metals. Cornerstone will help make the process easy and smooth for you. Right now, they have a special offer for my listeners only. Cornerstone will give away a gold 1/10 ounce American Eagle coin free to all qualified purchasers. Call toll-free 888-8GOLD now. That's 888-8GOLD now. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. That's CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. 888-8GOLD now.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Raw and unfiltered.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
You know, I've been telling you throughout the show how Joe Biden kills jobs, kills jobs, kills jobs. John Kerry claimed that while the Biden administration seeks to phase out oil and gas, integral parts of the U.S. economy to try to shut them down, the jobs can be replaced by others, including solar panel and wind turbine technician. What a bunch of bull spit. I have to be real careful not to tell you how I really feel. This is the biggest bunch of BS I've ever heard in my life. Fact checkers from the Washington Post and the Associated Press have claimed that the Biden administration's claim that they will replace lost jobs as part of their climate plan does not mathematically add up. The Washington Post fact-checked a claim made by John Kerry, the president's climate change envoy, on Wednesday. Kerry claimed, while the Biden administration seeks to phase out oil and gas as an integral part of our economy, these jobs can be replaced by a solar panel and wind turbine technician, which he claimed are the first and second fastest growing jobs in the United States, respectively. Kerry bungled his numbers a bit, with solar panel and wind turbine technicians being the third and first fastest growing jobs in the U.S. prior to the coronavirus pandemic. But the claims are at least close enough to the truth. More pernicious, however, was the claim that these jobs could effectively replace jobs lost in the fossil fuel industry, which the fact checkers took more interest in. Well, these jobs are among the fastest growing. Wait, I don't even know the answer to this. I'll bet you $1 million going to say they pay nothing. They are far from fast-growing in absolute terms. More than 600 other jobs in the United States are growing faster in absolute numbers than jobs installing solar panels or wind turbine technician job, which is even further behind. As the Washington Post notes, the percentage gain is so high because the number of jobs in 2019 for solar panel installers and wind turbine technicians is relatively small. In total, it's expected that little more than 10,000 jobs will be created for solar panel and wind turbine technicians in the next 10 years. This amounts to 20% of the number of people employed in the coal industry, let alone oil and gas. See, this is the thing. There are so many people employed in America in energy, coal, oil, gas, you name it, fracking, and you can't replace their jobs with solar and wind. You can't. Another fact check from the Associated Press details Biden's claim that his climate plan will create 1 million new jobs in the auto industry, a claim they describe as... This is Associated Press and Washington Post doing the fact checking. Liberal groups! And even they're laughing at this guy. A claim which they described as far from certain, if not unlikely, based on fuzzy math. The fact checkers note that Biden's claim would require the doubling of employment in the auto sector as it makes the transition towards electric cars. However, Associated Press notes, transitioning towards electric vehicles will likely decrease employment in the auto sector because electric vehicles generally have 30 to 40% fewer parts that are simpler to build. The fact checkers also pointed out that vehicle sales in the United States are expected to remain relatively flat over the next 10 years, making the claim that the administration could double the size of the auto sector even more questionable. Texas, where the fossil fuel industry plays a large role in the economy, has already announced they would be using any legal means possible to fight against the Biden administration's energy policies. You do realize the fastest-growing state in every single way, every economic way, jobs, GDP, it is Texas. And they're going to kill it. They're going to destroy it. The entire Texas economy will go down. And then when I think about the opposite of people that work for a living and face the prospect of being fired, I think of people who work for a living and face no prospect of being fired. None. Zero. Zilch. And that's government employees. And in particular, teachers. How is it possible that in a city like Chicago, no teachers have been to work in about a year now? How is that possible? But yet, policemen go to work every day in Chicago. How could a policeman be willing to face COVID, but no teacher is willing to face COVID? And yet, now that everyone agrees, teachers have no risk, very, 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 very slight risk. Students don't get COVID. If they get COVID, it's mild. There's no real record of any teachers getting transmitted COVID from students. So even the mayor of Chicago, who I despise, Lori Lightfoot, says you got to go back to work. Teachers have to go back to work. And the Chicago Teachers Union says we won't do it. Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot has ordered teachers to return to classrooms for in-person instruction starting Monday. Chicago Teachers Union is set to call a strike. Lightfoot announced that teachers who don't have an approved accommodation will be expected back in class, and those who don't will be locked out of their district accounts on Monday, end of business. If there are mass lockouts, the union said in a bulletin they will call a meeting of the House of Delegates to set a date for a strike to begin. Remote learning is failing our kids, says Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot. Can you imagine? Even liberals have just a slight amount of common sense. Anyone with just a slight amount of common sense knows that this whole COVID thing is a farce. It's a farce that they waited till now to go back to school and to reopen the economy when Biden's president and Trump is long gone. That's the only reason they've reopened things now. And that's the only reason they had them closed while Trump was president. It was all about politics from the beginning. But now that you've reopened and Biden's president, the teachers have gotten used to staying home and collecting their paycheck. So they don't want to go back to work. Poor babies. See you tomorrow. Wayne Allen Root.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.